The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
He's big. He's mobile. He makes good reads. Seems like he's a calm goalie that makes the stops he needs to make. I mean, we obviously being in the West, them being in the East, you don't see him a whole lot during the year, and you know, on TV you only see so much. But best goalie in the league.
Gabe Landeskog and the Avs ready to take their shots at Andre Vasilevskiy, the Tampa Bay Lightning goalie, who is regarded as the best in the business. Although he's shown some weaknesses, Mark Schlereth back here with us after being off yesterday. Over the course of this playoff, there is a book out there on him that he can be beaten high on the
blocker side.
Yeah. So look for the Avalanche to be targeting that. But this is your first chance to give us your first impressions of Avs Lightning. What are they?
I'm excited because the Lightning are, you know, 2-time defending cup champions. They just know how to play, man. I always look at them as, are they as athletic as the Avs? No, they're not. But, man, they are skilled. And they understand how to cut away angles and how to play together and how to take away, you know, one dude and still defend the rest of the ice. I just think they frustrate teams and get them to play their style of hockey. And they're better than you when you play their style of hockey. So, to me, it's who can impose their will. Which team? Can it be the Avs? Can they play with a wide open, you know, and still, I mean, they're still really good in the neutral zone. They're really good defensively. But can they play that wide open speed style? If they don't succumb to that slowed down pace of Tampa, they win. If they do, they lose. That's just kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, but the Avalanche, one thing we see with the Avalanche, if you want to get them into a tight checking, low scoring, they'll play. They'll play that way.
No, I know.
And they'll play. One thing we've learned about this team, I think, that maybe we didn't know a lot from during the regular season,
right.
This can be a shutdown team. They can shut you down defensively.
Absolutely they can. But what I'm saying more of is even in that kind of tight game, there's no question about their toughness. There used to be a question about can they play that tough, hard-nosed game. They can play that with you, but they still have that wide-open speed aspect to them, especially through the neutral zone.
Next on the Morning Brew.
One thing that I've always believed in is it's a lifestyle. You know, you have to make your whole entire being and your thought process about winning and about being successful. And with that comes great opportunities, but it also comes great challenges. And how do you manage those challenges? How do you think about it? And so having an amazing team, a performance team always comes with me everywhere I go. My assistant helps with everything. You know, just everybody's super organized. And so there's never wasted space. And I think that's a key thing, you know, never wasting space.
Turn that up a little bit. Let that breathe.
No wasted space.
Russell Wilson.
Team with him.
You know, you told us, hey, this is a guy who just never stops. Right. This guy's like a Terminator.
Yeah.
This guy only needs about 4 hours of sleep.
Dude's
in Hanover, New Hampshire, doing a commencement address at Dartmouth College on Sunday, and he's right back here doing his thing Monday. The guy is a machine.
Yeah. He really, I mean.
He's a freaking machine.
He is. He's just unrelenting from a preparation standpoint, an ability standpoint. And that's the thing about, like, hey, man, it's one thing to say, hey, you got to bring my team along with me, you know, and you're not doing the work. You're doing the work. I mean, like, the whole thing, Broncos, eyes wide open, they get into it and say, hey, guys, like, when you can sleep 4 hours a night and be as productive and, you know, then you can have your team. Oh, you're not going to do it? Okay, great. Then shut up and just fall in line.
Tyler brought this up yesterday, Tyler Columbus.
Okay.
That, hey, this is awesome. Everything is awesome. But at some point, he's going to have to be the kind of guy who in the huddle is just like ready to chew on somebody, ready to get on somebody. Ready to be able to come out and say, you know what, guys, this isn't our day. We're going to have to regroup next week, whatever. Is he unrelenting positivity? Or have in your dealings with him and calling games, can he just chew people out, get angry, call people out.
Again, there are different ways to go about it, and I think Russell goes about it in a very authentic way, which is the most important part. Tyler played with Peyton. Peyton's that way. Tom Brady is that way. I don't know that Russell Wilson is that way. He's going to deal with you in the authentic manner that he has established. Listen, man, I played 4 years with Elway. We won 2 championships. Elway didn't cuss anybody out in the huddle, ever. I never heard Elway cuss anybody out. Now, hey, let's go, guys. Let's pick this up. Really? Hey, what gave it away? Back, we're getting our ass kicked? Yeah, I'm on. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Pick it up. Great idea. But he didn't.
He was never really just negative and never. Down in the dumps.
Never. But then,
boy, we suck, that right. Kind of thing.
No, never. But then you talk to the guys who play with Dan Marino.
Yeah.
He's in your ass all the time, right? Just so each,
Dan must have been a joy to play with.
Yeah, but just to each guy his own is, like I say this with coaches all the time, as long as you're authentic, your players are probably going to be like, all right, I can deal with this guy.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I mean, as a coach, we always want more. We always want to do better. And, for myself, for the coaches, for everybody, and the players. But I think that they definitely know what they're doing. I want them to do it even better. You know, we just want to set that standard and keep attacking and keep getting better every day.
As we set out the storylines for this mini camp, 3-day mini camp, the one that's been debated the most is, how important is it for Nathaniel Hackett to treat the final day of minicamp tomorrow seriously, in a time where a lot of teams will call off the final day, or, well, Vic Fangio famously doing field days.
Mm.
What about the idea that for a team that's got all kinds of newness all over the place, that it's a bad look if they cut corners tomorrow?
Well, I don't know that it's cutting corners as much as it rewarding your guys for great work. So, like, if that's something...
But do they need another day of work?
Well, that's something that he's got to determine as a coach. I can't determine that. You can't determine that. I don't know where they are right now. So I'm not going to sit here and say...
Well, I mean, I can tell you they need work. You can't say, all right, hey, great job. We've done all the work we need to do.
They're
behind. They have to do more work.
Hey, listen, if you want to reward the players for a job well done up to this point and you decide to cancel a day, that's all right. That doesn't bother me at all. It depends on where they were. Are they ahead of schedule? Did he think they'd be at, did he think they'd be at T and they're actually at W? See what I'm saying?
Doing. I'd rather they be at Z.
Right, but if you only schedule them to be a T and they're already a W, you might say to yourself, hey, let's reward these
guys. Why would
you
schedule them to be a T?
Well, because you have
one off season. This is the end of the off season.
You get all
Z. End is Z.
Yeah, but this is not the... This, you start in the regular season, maybe W, maybe it's X, Y, and Z, are the specialty things that you're not ready to put in yet. Right? And it's just, that's the stuff.
Well, then that's why you need to work tomorrow.
You don't have to work tomorrow if you've already reached W. I'm just telling you.
My head hurts. What are we talking about?
What are we talking
about? Phase W now.
Man, what if they're only at V?
Paris, Munich, everybody talking about
what if they're only at M?
Oh,
see what I did there?
Look at you.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Look, I have other needs. So if you want to make a trade, I can make that happen right now.
Wow. Was that Sonny?
No, yeah, that was Sonny Weaver.
Wow.
Kevin Costner, draft day. The Nuggets made a trade yesterday. Traded Jamichael Green, Oklahoma City, got an extra first-round pick. Great move by Josh Kroenke. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me consult my notes here.
All right.
Great move by Calvin Booth.
Right.
Way to go, Calvin Booth.
So So what do you do?
Positive impact.
Now you have two first rounders, right? You've got
21 and 30.
21 and 30.
Actually, I do. Whoever made the trade, and I'm highly dubious, I think it's a good trade. Jermichael Green type players you can get.
Dime a dozen.
But one thing.
But usually 21 through 30 are dime a dozen guys, too.
True, but if there's an organization that has shown an ability to mine that area pretty effectively, spend the Nuggets under Josh Kroenke.
Yes. And Stan,
yeah.
He's known to play some hoop, some pickup.
Uh-huh.
Occasional game of horse.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff. Can you package those two and move up to...
Could do that too, yeah.
15 maybe?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that works, but I would at least it gives you... I think it gives you options, right?
Sure.
I
like the deal. I think it's a good trade.
You really like a guy from some foreign country that I've never heard of? Knock yourself out. Go get him at 30.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.